Employees at the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County have taken the facility offline to begin the refueling process. It's a reality that seemed nearly impossible a year ago. Fitzpatrick was rescued from Entergy's decision to close the plant last summer when Exelon agreed to buy it. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, some Central New York businesses are already seeing the financial benefits of Fitzpatrick's continued operation.
January 2017 was supposed to mark the beginning of the end for the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant. Its owner, Entergy, had planned to decommission the plant at the start of this year, beginning by laying off half of the staff. Instead, the plant is booming this week with hundreds of contractors and other Entergy personnel who are brought in periodically to refuel the plant, a necessity to keep it running. That means full hotel rooms and tables at local restaurants like at Canale's restaurant. Nick Canale is the co-owner.
We see a large spike. There's multiple orders during the course of the refueling over the 5-6 weeks that they're out there. And in the lead up to the refueling, there are additional contractors out there prepping for the refuel, and they all need to eat.
Canale was a leading figure in the Upstate Energy Jobs Coalition, an alliance of businesses, politicians, and organizations that lobbied state lawmakers last year to find a way to keep Fitzpatrick open. Canale is thrilled to see the refueling take place and what that means for the region's economy, but he says the coalition's job is not done yet. They are still waiting for Exelon's purchase of Fitzpatrick to be approved by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the last signature needed on the deal. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.